Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to your listeners by you as part of your podcast. And now the news.
Welcome to your weekly Health News Podcast for June 6, 2008. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. Well, here we are in the sunny port of Bermuda. I just love it when I can bring you the health news while traveling the globe, enjoying life. I just wish I could figure out a way to get my boss to pay for it. Anyway, let's get started because I have a shuffleboard tournament I don't want to miss. According to the Centers for Disease Control, an estimated 76 million people in the United States get sick each year from foodborne illness, and that 5,000 people die. From spinach tainted with E. coli to peanut butter and pot pies contaminated with salmonella, food safety scares have consumers quite concerned. It appears that part of the problem is the huge amount of bureaucracy in the food industry. There are 3,000 local health departments, 15 government agencies handling food safety, millions of agricultural producers, a wide range of government and university researchers, and none of them are communicating with each other. Just think, it cost millions of dollars and a 148-page report to come to this conclusion. I can tell them how to solve this problem, and it won't take millions of dollars to do it. Washington, you're fired. This next story should keep all of you on your toes. Seems like as soon as the weather warms up, people like to kick off their shoes and walk barefoot. Well, going barefoot, even on the grass, has its health risks. Blades of grass can cut the skin, allowing for bacteria, funguses, and parasites to enter the body. Then there's the risk of rusty nails and tetanus, or catching plantar warts and athlete's foot from other people. You have to watch out for deer ticks and Lyme's disease, black widow spiders, fire ants, and my least two favorites, dog poop and bromidrosis, better known as stinky feet. When we come back, we'll take a look at whether you can believe what it says on the menu at your favorite restaurant.
Did you know with the Health News Podcast, we can customize your podcast to bring your clients all the health news they need to take charge of their lives? Just take our weekly health news feeds and edit them right into your own show. That's it. Call Health News Podcast today at 413-274-0200 and let us show you how you can become a health news resource for all your podcasts. Now back to the news.
Ever see those special sections on restaurant menus that say dieters or calorie conscious or my favorite, heart healthy? Well, a recent investigation into the menus of popular restaurant chains like Chili's, On the Border, Macaroni Grill, Applebee's, and the Cheesecake Factory might just have to relabel some of those sections. It turns out that of the 23 items tested, 78% exceeded the fat and calorie limit listed on the menu, and some of the amount listed was almost half of what the food actually contained. Maybe the restaurants need to be a little more honest in their labeling. You know, calorie unconscious, or dieters who cheat, or change heart healthy to heart attack. And for our last story, we look at the effect of music on blood pressure. According to a new study from the American Society of Hypertension, people with mildly high blood pressure who listen to classical, Celtic, or Indian music for 30 minutes each day for 1 month had a significant reduction in their blood pressure. According to Dr. Pietro Modesti, this is great news, as it truly indicates the value of listening to music on a daily basis. The only problem, Dr. Modesti, is when you consider that Snoop Dogg, 50 Cent, and Boys in the Hood sold 100 times more records than the top-selling classical album, we would anticipate to see people's heads blowing off from the pressure by the year 2025. As we do each week, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. Blondes have more hair. They're said to have more fun, and they definitely have more hair. Hair color determines how dense the hair on your head is. The average human has 100,000 hair follicles. Blondes average 146,000 follicles, while people with black hair tend to have about 110,000 follicles. Those with brown hair fit the average with 100,000 follicles, and redheads have the least dense hair with about 86,000 follicles. I wonder if they're talking about natural blondes. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next week, where I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life. Bon voyage!
Today's health news was brought to your listeners by you as part of your podcast. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.